Are you working on anything new?
I have a lot of material that I want to write about, and it has to do with this experiment that we launched at our farm on December 31st. So I bought a farm years ago, in the mid-90s, 94 actually, and a friend of mine last fall asked if she could host a small women's retreat there. And it was in November, and I said, look, this is like primitive. There are three little tiny one-room cabins that surround an outdoor fire pit. There's not, you have to bring water in. It's an outhouse. There is electricity. But I said, November, God, this could be beyond primitive. And she said, yeah, but I'm working with these women, and I want them to take a risk. You know, if you want to change anything in your life, you have to take a risk to do things differently. That's how change happens. And so I helped her set up. I mean, we brought out camping cots, sleeping bags, pillows. We cleaned those three tiny little one-room cabins. We brought out art supplies, cooking, coffee maker, teapot. It was a lot of work, honestly. And I called her Sunday night. I was doing Christmas rehearsals. And I called her on Sunday night and said, well, okay, debriefing, how did it go? And she laughed and she said, well, half of us are still sitting around the fire. And I went, well, great, spend another night and call me back. So the next night I called her. The next night I had just gone and I think I had taped Tennessee Christmas for the CMA Christmas special. Anyway, you know, I mean, I'm sitting there doing like my regular job thing. I called her on Monday night, so it was her fourth night out there. And she said, Amy, I have all of these projects and activities for us to do, but some of the women are still here at the fire. All we needed was the fire. And this was the first week of November, and I said, hang with me just for a second. I mean, who doesn't wish that they could be pulled out of the daily grind? And I said, just let me say this idea out loud. What if we started a fire in that fire pit on December 31st, and I invited friends to come and keep the fire for 48 hours at a time? And they could, I don't have to be there, they can have a 48-hour party, it could be a romantic getaway, it could be solitude, and we supply all those basics. And they basically bring, you know, 2 days' worth of clothes and a picnic. Anyway, so, and I said, hey, if it lasts a week, how awesome. What a great reminder of all the fires that we're tending in our lives, friends, relationships, dreams. But I asked people to sign up because, you know, if you're signed up for something, then you feel the responsibility. I'm not going to let the fire go out on my watch, even if it's bad weather. And I thought, what if it lasts for like 21 days? What if it lasts? Anyway, I drove out to the farm this morning because the fire is still going.
That's amazing.
I know. And a family was just there over the weekend. We had three or four days of torrential downpour. And there was a family out here, a husband and wife and three daughters, and the youngest is not even a year old. And I called the last night. I said, is that fire still going? Because my feeling is if when it goes out, it goes out. And the dad, he's in his late 30s, and he said, this is so crazy because there was actually water in the fire. It's a huge, like, cast iron fire holder. And my son designed a top that can be placed on it to create like a chimney. And so anytime bad weather, snow, rain, they put that top on it. And overnight they put that top on so it keeps the embers hot. And he said, there's actually water under the fire, but the fire's still going. So I drove out here today to check on the woman. And she had a son that she took to school and came back and I said, he's going to smell like smoke. And she said, he doesn't care. It's crazy. Couples have come out here, men's groups, retreats, and it's just like, it has been such a community experience.